Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor Soko Sibiya, who joins us every morning at this time to give us some wonderful news coming from our lovely African continent. Soko, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Abungile, and to your listeners.
Hey, I thought this morning you were talking about raising the dead. Eh? Okay, we're not there. Let's not talk about that. So good morning. Hoping you're having a fantastic morning. But yeah, let's talk about some of Africa's most innovative companies.
Yes, so an American business magazine called Fast Company has revealed its 10 most innovative companies in Africa for 2019. And how they select this is that they look at companies who are making the most profound impact on both industry and culture. So that's how they come up with this list of theirs. Number one spot was the African Leadership University. Now, this is because they're making a remarkable education in a new era. African Leadership University was started by a Ghanaian entrepreneur called John Swanika. It's got campuses in Mauritius as well as Rwanda so far, but they are expanding to 25 more campuses across the continent by 2060. That's their goal. And what they teach there is basically the whole entrepreneurial spirit. I think we've always spoken about how the curriculum needs to change. There's always talking about how if we change the education system, we're going to get different results from what we're having, which is a population that's depending on getting a job somewhere. And what the African Leadership University does is that it basically looks at what are the qualities of a good leader, and that's what the curriculum focuses on. So whether that would be character-wise, character building, being innovative, being able to solve problems, being entrepreneurial, that's how the model is basically structured in terms of their curriculum. There is a high school that we have here in South Africa in the West Rand of Johannesburg, which feeds into that university as well. But it only starts taking kids from grade 10, I think. So that's the number one spot. Number two is a Nigerian tech company called Flutterwave. And what they've done is they've revolutionized how we do online mobile sales. And what they've done is that they're testing a solution now that's helping SMEs and helping them to convert their Instagram pages to online stores. So you find that with many people, you don't have, you always want to know, how can I get this? They don't have a website because of infrastructure problems, but they've got social media. So now they're using those companies that are influential on social media and converting those into checkout stores where you can buy, trade, and actually even become a fully-fledged business just by being online. There's also some agricultural companies that are doing great things in terms of social work. And the first armed response or the first hospital ambulance response in Kenya is also part of those innovative companies where people are basically doing something different in order to change other people's lives.
Now, this is what I'm talking about. Moving forward, being innovative and thinking out of the box. That's all we look for sometimes. Soko, once again, thank you so much for the wonderful news. Looking forward to chatting with you again tomorrow morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Soko Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.